So CRP, in this case, raised at 15. Not particularly high, but certainly not normal. CRP is regularly checked in primary care for various reasons. It's a good measure of infection or inflammation in the body, and the worse the infection and inflammation generally, the higher the CRP will be. It's useful in looking for inflammatory conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, ulcerative colitis, conditions where inflammation is present in the body. The problem is that if the disease is perhaps in remission, so not active, then obviously the CRP will tend to be negative at those times, so it won't stay persistently high necessarily in patients who do have those conditions. So it's not the most sensitive or specific test, and it's also can be raised in some individuals without actually finding a cause, which can be a little bit problematic and often generates a lot of investigations for that patient as we're trying to figure out what's caused the CRP to be raised. You know, that can then lead to quite a bit of anxiety on the part of the patient to find that their CRP is just consistently raised with no ill health. So I would think it's one of those tests where you need to think hard before organising it, and just be sure that it's something you need to know the result of, and that it'd be useful to have the result of rather than just ticking the box.